Okay, gentlemen, so we want to begin learning some Purim topics, and the first real Purim topic that we have is Parshas Zohar. Parshas Zohar is, of course, the Kriyas HaTorah this coming Shabbos, where we lain Zohar Yisashar Sorocha Amalek in order to prepare for the Yontiv of Purim. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Tafresh Peheis Evzayin, it's here in the source sheet, source number 5, that Parshas Zohar is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Therefore, people from a community who don't have a minyan should go for the minyan in order to hear Parshas Zohar, which is Doraisa. In other words, and Mishnah Berurah explains, that Parshas Zohar is considered more of an obligation than a Mikra Megillah. If you're from a community that doesn't have a minyan, so you should go for Parshas Zohar to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Purim, less of an obligation. Parshas Zohar, you go. That's what emerges. Because Zohar is Doraisa, Mikra Megillah is not Doraisa, certainly not Doraisa to have a minyan. Now there's a few assumptions in the Mishnah Berurah that we'll talk about. One assumption is that not only is the Zohar Doraisa, but the Zohar is Doraisa, you have to read it from a Torah. Not only is it Doraisa, you have to read it from a Torah, but it's Doraisa, you have to hear it from a Torah together with a minyan. Right? Those are all packaged in that same Mishnah Berurah. Now, if you look, that's a Mechaber in source 5, excuse me. If you look, however, in the Mishnah Berurah in source number 6, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Magen Avraham completely disagrees with this entire halacha. The Magen Avraham says, no, if you have a choice between Purim and Parshas Zohar, when do you leave your small community and go to the large city? Zok the Magen Avraham, for sure you go on Purim, because on Purim you yotzei both Parshas Zohar and Mikra Megillah. No? You can double dip. Spend one day in town, the 14th day of Adar, you yotzei both. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Now, this idea that yotzei both, the Magen Avraham understands, because the Kriyas HaTorah on Purim morning is the kiyum of Parshas Zohar. You fulfill the mitzvah of Parshas Zohar because you read the pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, Vayavo Amalek, Vayimlochem, and Yisrael Berefidim, Vayomer, Moshe Yeshua, right, Becharon Anoshim, and say, Yimlochem Ba'amalek, Ki Macho Emcha Zechar Amalek, says the Magen Avraham. What?
I skipped
a few words, that's fine, but happy that you noticed that. But the Magen Avraham points out that you see that there's wiping out Amalek. That's the mitzvah of Zohar. So you yotze Zohar, whether you're leaning it from Parshas Kisetze, the way we'll do it this Shabbos, or whether you're leaning it from Parshas B'Shalach, like we'll do Purim morning. So you may as well go to Shom Purim, go to the town of Purim, where you hear both Mikra Megillah and Parshas Zohar. Not only that, there is a Ramban over here. It's in source number 4. That the Ramban, right before the two dots, it's like 5 lines into the Ramban, the Ramban has a line that the mitzvah of Zohar, there's a smach that maybe you could fulfill the mitzvah of Zohar with Mikra Megillah itself. So therefore, for sure, you have a choice between going to shul on Parshas Zohar, or you go on to shul on Purim, she go to shul on Purim. That's what the Magen Avraham would say, because you're yotzei Mikra Megillah, you're yotzei Vayavo Amalek, right? You yotzei Zohar, you get both of them. Correct? However, the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, who lived in Radin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, right, four lines before the end of this Mishnah Berurah in source number 6, Lefi anis daiti ikar dino shamagen afram tzarech iyun. Daksib atayra zachar is asher osa asher korcha ba derech vayizanef. By the way, you notice Gershon, the Mishnah Berurah also skips some words when he has a vigomer. Fine. Timcha vigomer. Vakavana shalol ishkech mash asher onam alek v'nisaper lezeh levaneinu darisenu loymar lahem kach asher onu harasha. ולכך נצטווינו למחוס אס שמו, כמו שכוסב הרמב"ן בבי אורו. And this does not appear in Parashas Vayavo Amalek. What's the Mishnah Berurah saying, Chevra?
In
Vayavo Amalek, it's Mecho Emcha. Vayavo Amalek, the Torah writes Mecho Emcha. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will wipe them out. And the mitzvah of Parashas Zachar is to get us angry so that we should go and try to wipe out the Amalekites. We should go and do battle with them. And because the idea is that we should go and do battle with them, you have to read Parashas Kiseitzeh, right? Timche Ezecha Amalek, you should do it. Parashas Bishalach, Emche is not good enough. Great, Givaldik. Machlekes, Magna from Mishnah Berurah, what is the mitzvah of Zachar? Is the mitzvah of Zachar to read the Parashah, to get angry so that you will go and fight? Or is the mitzvah of Zachar not to get angry so that you'll go and fight, but to remember what Amalek did? This L'cha'ira is a machlokes among the Monei HaMitzvos. What is the reason for the mitzvah of Parashas Zachar? The Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, they all write that the mitzvah is, source 2 in the Rambam, Mitzvah Esei La'abed Zechar Amalek. There's a mitzvah to destroy the memory of Amalek. Shenema Timcha Zecha Amalek. Mitzvah Esei Lizkar Tamid Masav Hara'im Ba'arei Baso Kedei La'orer Eva So Shenema Zachar Yis'ashen L'cha Amalek Mipi Hashem Olamdu Zachar Pelo Tishkach Balei Shasar Shkayach Eva So V'sinasai. Meaning the Mishnah Berurah says that the idea is that you should remember what Amalek did so that you will go and wipe them out. The Sefer HaChinuch also has this idea that is found in source number 9. Mitzvah Lizkar Masha Asa Amalek Yisrael B'Tesam Mitzrayim V'Nahegas Mitzvah B'Chol Muzman B'Chol Makom Ki La'asos Mocham V'Nikmas Ha'oyev. Right? We'll read the next line in a minute. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam both say that the mitzvah is so that you will go and do battle with Amalek. Get angry at Amalek. Read the parasha, get angry, so that you will go and do battle with them. That's what the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch writes. Now, it's interesting that the Rambam and the Chinuch do not say that the mitzvah is only the Shabbos before Purim. No? The Rambam writes that the mitzvah is Mitzvah says, Lizkar Tamid, Ma'isav Hara'im Vareiv Asel. Always. The Chinuch writes, V'noheges Mitzvah Zu B'chol Makayim, B'chol Zman. No? The Mitzvah always applies. It happens that there's a din de Rabbanon to be Yotzei the Mitzvah right before Purim. And we're Yotzei a Mitzvah Doi Raisa right before Purim. But fundamentally, that Mitzvah reading Zohar does not have to be this week. That's what emerges from, I think, all of the Rishonim. All of the Rishonim, I think, say this. It's also not clear at all from the Rambam in Source 2, nor from the Chinuch in Source 9, that this mitzvah requires a minyan. No? Nor is it clear from them that the mitzvah requires a Sefer Torah. So what we are doing is, ready? We are being super duper machna. Minyan, Sefer Torah, this week, right? All these things are not necessary according to Rambam and the Chinuch. I'm going to argue about whether this week is not necessary according to anybody. But Minyan and Sefer Torah maybe is necessary for some. Much as Chazar Iber. Rambam, Chinuch say that the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek is to get us angry at them, so that we will do war. Look at the smack, however. Source number 7. How does the smack understand the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek?
Inspire us not to sin,
no? In other words, the smack is saying that reading Parsha Zohar is basically a Musar Shmuz. The idea is, how come Amalek came? Oh, Amalek came because we did an Aveira. By the way, what's the Aveira that we did that make Amalek come? Rashi writes in Parshas Bishalach. The Aveira that we did is that we weren't honest in business. No? Immediately before Parshas Zachar in Bishalach, immediately before Parsha Vayovo Amalek, the Torah writes, Losia Efa Va'efa, something like that. Gedola Kitana, no? The Torah, right? Sorry, in Parshas Kisetze, right? I forget. Where is it? In one of the Parshios, right? I don't have a Chumash over here. I feel bad. I feel like Joe Biden last night. No, he didn't exactly know the, what was it? The
Declaration of Independence.
He like was stuttering, right? So, about a stammering. So, basically, I don't know. But the point is that the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam say the mitzvah is to do war. The Smak says that the reason why you remember Amalek is that you don't do Averos. And the real Avera that we're talking about is being honest in business. Chevra, if there is one thing that you have to learn in YU, especially if you're in Sims, honesty in business. Like, seriously, there's like no greater Chol Hashem that happened. I mean, whatever, no greater regularly occurring Chol Hashem than when Orthodox Jews are not honest in business. April 15th is coming up. That is Yom HaDin. Right? You gotta be honest in taxes. You gotta be honest in business. Oh. Now this machlekes about the reason for the mitzvah is a chiyus Amalek, whether it's to do war or whether it's not to do aveiros. This machlokes is relevant both for machlokes Mishneh Berurah versus the Magen Avraham that we saw. That's also relevant for another machlokes, the machlokes between the chinuch and the minchas chinuch. What's this dispute between the chinuch and the minchas chinuch? You guys read source 9?
Yeah.
What's this? Whether nashim are chayavos, the Sefer HaChinuch says women are exempt from the mitzvah of hearing Parsha Samol, hearing Parsha Zachar. Today, women always go to shul to hear Parsha Zachar, no? Like standard practice, standard Judaism. Sefer HaChinuch writes, women are exempt. Okay? The Chazon Ish used to tell anyone who asked that all the Rishonim who talk about Parshas Zachar say that women don't have to do it. And the reason why women don't have to do it is because the mitzvah is to go to war. And women don't go to war. Frek the Minchas Chinuch Akasha. What's Minchas Chinuch Akasha? Correct, it's a Mochames Mitzvah. And even a bride. It's really funny, no? Imagine that image. A woman wearing her wedding gown with a gun, right? She's going to run out of the wedding, right? To go and fight a Amalek. To go and fight a Mochames Mitzvah. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch concludes that women are mechoyev to destroy Amalek. And women are mechoyev to hear Parshas Zachar. And he even goes so far as to say that maybe the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is not so that we do war, but maybe the mitzvah is to remember the bad in the world, and perhaps even after Amalek is destroyed. You see that line at the end of Source 9. Ve'efshar, af b'bias mishichenu, she'yikareis Amalek mikol v'kol, v'lo yezecher lahem, mikol mokayim hazechira yiyatomin mitzvah esay, lizkar v'lo yilashkayach. Right? The Minchas Chinuch says that the mitzvah to remember Amalek applies all the time, maybe even after Amalek is destroyed. Now, after Amalek is destroyed, obviously there's no mitzvah to remember so that you go to war, no? There's no Amalek left to destroy. Right? The Minchas Chinuch over here is saying an idea that is very smack-like, no? That the smack is saying that the mitzvah is to to remember Amalek, not to destroy them, but in order to remember the evil in the world. And that mitzvah might apply also lovely. Let's go to another nafkamina. They need a minion in Parsha Zohar. So there's a famous rush in source 10. No? What does the rush in source 10 say? So they have a slave, Reb Eliezer, freed a slave in order to make a minyan. So, how can you do that? You're not allowed to free slaves. That's the Rosh's kasha. So the Rosh suggests, well, maybe it's being done for a mitzvah d'oraisa of Parsha Zohar, but he says that's not mistaber. Meaning, the Rosh is saying that you need a minyan for Parsha Zohar, min ha-Torah. You need a minyan. And that's why they freed the slave. That's really interesting, no? That's really interesting. You need a minyan. What's the svara that you need a minyan? To the Kerenora here, in source number 10. Who knows who the Kerenora was? So there are two brothers in the town of Karlin, the Mishnas Yankiv and the Kerenora.
It is number 10. It's the second number 10 on the sheet.
Oh.
After 11 and 12.
Okay, I have no idea how this happened. I do know how it happened. Whatever, I cut and pasted two different source sheets together over time. And yeah, so I actually have two number 10s. But did anyone have a chance to read the Kerenora?
Mm-hmm.
What does the Kerenora say? Why do you need a minion?
You need a tzibor.
You need a tzibor. Why? Because the zechira is linkom nikmas Hashem me'es hachotem, and that's a mitzvah on the tzibor, meaning the mitzvah is to go to war. War is not an individual mitzvah. War is a mitzvah on the tzibor. A minion of men is misamel what a tzibor is. What the Kerenora is telling us is, right, the Kerenora is telling us that those who assume that you need a minion are saying because the mitzvah is to do war. That mitzvah to do war would be like the Rambam, like the Chinuch, like the, right, like we spoke about, like the Mishnah Brura maybe, about how you're not Yotzer Parshas B'Shalach. The mitzvah is to do war. Right? And therefore you need a minyan. It all connects according to this Kerenora. Pause for a second. Let's analyze that rush for a minute. The rush says that they freed an Eved in order to make a minyan for Parshas Zohar. Meaning, kol zman that this fellow is an Eved, you're not Yotze Parshas Zohar because you need a minyan. You have nine men in an Eved, you're not Yotze Parshas Zohar. What's the problem? So all the Achronim ask, where they prove from here, about women. You see, the halacha is an Eved Kenani is mechuyev in mitzvos, the same as a woman is mechuyev in mitzvos, no? Meaning, an Eved is chayiv in all mitzvos, and Isha is chayiv in. An Eved is exempt from mitzvos, as Isha is my grandma, but basically is chayiv in everything else. If women would be chayiv in Pasha Zachar, that means that an Eved is chayiv in Parsha Zohar. No? So why did Rabbi Eliezer have to free the Eved? Lecha Oira, as a woman, she's Chayavis in Parsha Zohar. If a woman is Chayavis in Parsha Zohar, the Eved is Chayavis in Parsha Zohar. So why in Source 10 the first, does the Rush tell me that you have to free the Eved to have a minion? Look, Ira, you have a minion without freeing the Eved, because nine men and one Eved is a minion for these purposes. Because if women are chayavos in Zohar, And Eved is chayiv in Zohar. So you see that what? You see that the Rosh holds like the Sefer HaChinuch that women are exempt from Parshat Zohar. That's a powerful raya, gentlemen, no? Why not?
The
Binyan Siyan. First of all, who was the Binyan Siyan and where did he live?
I don't know.
So the Binyan Siyan is named Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger. He was the Rav of Ahu, which are three towns in Germany. According to one, right? Altona, Hamburg, and Wansbach. No? That's Ahu. Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger wrote the Aruch Lanair on various Masechtos. He wrote the Bikurei Yankiv on Hilchos Sukkah. And he wrote the Tshuvas Binyan Siyan. The Tshuvas Binyan Siyan is a response to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer's Sefer Jerishas Tziyan, which was about the opportunity to build the Beis HaMikdash B'zman HaZem B'makrif Karbanis as a way of hastening Mashiach. The Binyan Siyan says, whoa, you can't do that because you need a Navi. And that's basically the first Tshuva in the Sefer. Based on that being the first Tshuva in the Sefer, all of the Tshuvas are called Binyan Siyon. According to one tradition, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger is the one who gave smicha to Rabbiner Samson Raphael Hirsch. No one ever saw the smicha that Rav Hirsch received from Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger. The official story in the family is that at one point there was a fire in Rav Hirsch's house and the smicha was burned. Not so likely. We know that Rav Hirsch at one point applied to be the chief rabbi of England. And he sent in a resume. And it says that he was ordained by Chacham Isaac Bernays. It does not say he was ordained by Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger. So, that's an aside. Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger has a dichoy to this raya from the Rush. What's the dichoy? How does he knock off the raya?
In other words,
if the mitzvah applies to women, right? So it could be that the mitzvah applies to women in the context of Kriyas HaTorah, and Kriyas HaTorah is only a chiyuv when there's 10 men, so you still have to free the slave in order to be yotzei. Right? That's what Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger says. Now this, by the way, would not work according to the Keren Ora's understanding. Because the Keren Ora is saying that you only need a minyan to be Mesamel who would have to go to war. If this is a Mochemes mitzvah, so then women also have to go to war, or they can go to war, no? So then they should count towards the minyan. Unless you're going to say that when women go to war by Mochemes mitzvah, they only go to war in context of a minyan of 10 Orthodox Jewish men above the age of 13 who are going to war. That's a suffix, that's a discussion, I shouldn't say it's a suffix, the Chazon Ish, the end of Simin 113 of Aruch Hayim. Pause, stop. So Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger basically is saying, and this same idea is found in the Tshuva of the Tiras Chesed of Lublin, that maybe there's a mitzvah of women to lay Zohar only in the context of a minyan of men. That's a shtickle Torah. It's actually quite nice. But are guys interested in 2 minutes of pilpul or not?
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes of pilpul. So my father's Rebbe was Rav Pinchas Hirschberg of Montreal, who, by the way, was the single greatest Goyim Olam I have ever experienced, perhaps even greater than Chacham Ovadia Yosef. Rav Pinchas Hirschberg was the chief rabbi of Montreal. He was a Jew who mamish knew kol ha-Torah kulo by heart. He had, what's it called, that type of memory, what they call photographic memory. There's like a fancy word for it. That's it, right? I remember one time a Hirschbringer told me that he had been driving from Montreal to Toronto and he had no interest in speaking to the person driving with him. So he's like, so I chazered all the Maharshon Baba Basra by heart. I chazered all the Maharshon in Baba Basra by heart. I have a shiur online about Rav Hirschberg. Like, Yeshiva has like a lecture Leilui Nishmaso, Shabbat first, when he gave a share about him a few years ago. Goinolom. Rav Hirschman is also very creative. She has the following idea to be Dolcha D'Raya. Ready? At what age does an Eved become L'choyev HaMitzvos? Eved is Chukash L'Isha, no? A woman becomes L'choyev HaMitzvos at what age? 12, right? So an Eved becomes L'choyev HaMitzvos age 12. By the way, that would seem to indicate that Chiyuv Mitzvos is not a function of biological maturity.
Is that actually true, though? That never is chayav 12?
It's a machlekes, Hatanayim. It's a machlekes. Most Achrayim assume that Eved is chayav mitzvos ki'isha, and therefore Eved is chayav mitzvos from age 12, the way we paskin. But there's a machlekes Hatanayim in Maseches Nida, Mem Hei, Mem Vav. And the Tanna Reb Elazar Reb Shimon assumes that girls become bas mitzvah at age 13, boys become bar mitzvah at age 12. Okay? That would mean that the Eved, who is at age of 12, is not chayiv a mitzvah yet, no? Because avodim have the same chayiv a mitzvah as women. The Eved, according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, is not chayiv a mitzvah. Isn't this brilliant? The Eved is not chayiv a mitzvah until he's 13, because he's like a girl. So therefore, they had to free the Eved so that he is going to be a 12-year-old Jewish male who's chayiv a mitzvah, according to the time of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. This story is a Maisa B'Rabbi.
Woo!
Wow. That's our first one. Right? This is, by the way, printed in the journal Yeshurun, volume 26. It's a really good, it's an unbelievable chat. It's like absolutely brilliant. Probably, right, closer to Yofa than to MS, but nonetheless, very gishmak. So let's go weiter. So we have a mitzvah of Pasha Zohar, big machlekes harishonim, whether the mitzvah is in order to get us angry to destroy Amalek, or whether the mitzvah is to just remember Amalek so that we don't sin. A woman who does not hear Pasha Zohar, should you lean for her again? The Pashta says absolutely not. Because, right, let's make the cheshbon. A woman's chiyuv in Pasha Zohar is not to go to war. Not, it's the chiyuv is like based on the smack, to remember the bad stuff that happened. You could be yotzei that chiyuv with Mikra Megillah on Purim, or with the laning Purim morning, for sure. So l'chayra, there should be no need to lane again for women. That's a point that Rabbi Willig has in his Sefer Mordechai on Seder Moed. Right? The Minhag Ha'olam is that you have a second Kriya for women. And many people are very firm. And they have a minion of men hang around for the second Kriya for women. Rabbi Willig says, unnecessary. Unnecessary because if a woman has a chiyuv, that chiyuv is not based on the chinuch and the Rambam's understanding, but it's based on the smack's understanding. If it's based on the smack's understanding, then you should be yotzei with the Kriyas HaTorah Purim morning, or you should be yotzei with Mikra Megillah on Purim. Right? So you don't have to lean the parasha of Kisetze for women. That's what Rabbi Wallach argues. Rabbi Charlap has a son, Rabbi Zov Wolf Charlap. He is the rabbi of the Haredi Yishuv B'Ma'ale Amos. He has a sefer called Chikrei Ze'ev. In the sefer Chikrei Ze'ev Simin Vav, he argues that not only are you not obligated to read for women, but it's a problem to read for women after if you convene a minyan to do so. Because many Mefarshim hold, this idea is found in the Be'er Sheva in Sota, it's found in Tshuva's Mishkanus Yankiv as well, that Kriyas HaTorah requires Birchas HaTorah. No? The Gemara in Brachas Chaf Aleph says that there's a mitzvah, Birchas HaTorah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa.
But many understand that the mitzvah d'oraisa, Birchas HaTorah, that the many being the Be'er Sheva, the Mishnah Yankiv, they say the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah Min HaTorah is only a mitzvah
when you have a minyan.
When you have a minyan and you don't do Kriyas HaTorah, that Birchas HaTorah that I make before I get an aliyah, that's a d'oraisa. The Birchas HaTorah that I say in the morning might be d'rabban. If that's the case, if I have a minyan of people to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and I'm not going to make a bracha, because all these men have already heard Kriyas HaTorah earlier, so that should be usher, says Rabbi Zevul Farma. Because what you're doing is, you're leaning the Torah without brachos, and you should not do that. We don't do mitzvahs without a bracha, no?
So get rid of the men.
Huh?
So you get rid of the men, then you don't have
a minyan. And al-Hanami. But if you get rid of the men and you don't have a minyan, then you're not Yotzei the Rosh, who says that you need a minyan. Right? So Rabbi Zev Wolf Karlat raises an objection to having a special minyan for women to read Parsha Zohar after davening, or to have a minyan of men hang around for women to win. Again, this is, I'm saying this with a full of the Alma. As a matter of technical, practical halacha, women go to shul, they hear Parsha Zohar, even though they're probably not obligated. But one could question whether it is worthwhile keeping a minyan of men around for the women to lay in Parsha Zohar after, or perhaps you enter this problem of having a minyan and not reciting a bracha.
So then why don't you just recite a bracha?
So again, so we don't do mitzvahs without a bracha. You're being mevato mitzvahs haseh min
ha-tayra. Why don't you just make a bracha?
We can't make a bracha because the men already were yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. All the 10 men already were yotzei.
Can't you just say some other
psukim
too?
So Rabbi Zev of Chalap suggests that maybe you could be yotzei by, and he says this is what he does in Malay Amos. He has a balkore right before leaning with the minyan present. Says Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebara'anu L'Chavodo Hivdo'am Min HaTorah Nasan HaTorah Es Emet Chayim Altav B'Solchinu. He feels that you're yotzei Birchas HaTorah Min HaTorah by saying that. And then, right, the man is creative. You gotta give him credit. I don't know.
It's not all human minyan with all women?
So that's an interesting possibility. In other words, if I have a minyan of women present, so then would that be considered a minyan? The Ran writes in Masechas Megillah that if, since we pass that Noshim Marchat Yavos and Mikra Megillah begins on Afein Hayu Ba'us on Nes, so therefore women can combine for a minyan, no? For like the, our minyan is that we only recite the Bracha of HaRavas Rivenu with a minyan. Some poskim feel that you could, whatever, the Gemara has discussions about whether Mikra Megillah requires a minyan or not, but it could be that women combine for that. So what you're suggesting is, perhaps that's the idea. The Minhag Olam has developed, not like that, Minhag Olam has developed, and you get this impression from the Rush itself, that you need a real minyan.
I was suggesting that because the first time... The first time the men heard it, they were with the one minyan, but then the second, one new people come, that has the shame of a new minyan, so the minyan didn't hear it yet.
I don't know. It's hard. I think that argument's a little bit difficult to make.
But what do you suggest in practice?
If
you have more than 10 men, should you have a guy who leave the room for the original Zohar reading and come back?
If you have more than 10 men, again, if one man missed Kriyas HaTorah?
If you have him leave from after, or then come back, is that better?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, it's like a very funny thing, but it would solve this issue that Rabbi Zev Wolf Karlaff brought up. I want to talk about two other issues. Do the guys have like another 10 minutes?
Yeah.
We got 10 more minutes. I want to talk about two other issues. Look at the last Mishnah Berurah, source 11, as in 11b. Okay? So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah says something that we all know from experience, which is that the last pasuk we read twice, or we read some of the words twice, Timcha es zecher Amalek, Timcha es zecher Amalek, mitachas hashamayim. Right? We learn it twice. Says the Mishnah Berurah,
Because there are two. There's a question: is the nikud zecher or zecher? So therefore, you read it twice. The Mishnah Berurah might be the first person in the history of Judaism who says in print that you should read it twice. Not only that, we have many svarim of medaktikim that have been around for a very long time. In the 17th century, famously, there is a Minchas Shai. He's a gadol hamedaktikim. Minchas Shai writes that the nikud is zecher, amalek with its seder. Everyone in the 17th century, I'm quoting now from an article, I didn't write down where it's from. It's an article by Yitzchak Shin Pinkhauer. When I first became the rabbi in the shul, this fellow Ezra Frazier, who I think won the Chidon HaTanach 2 years ago. He was in the shul, he was like the head of my Bal Koreh group. He was mamish a mumcha not only in technical reading, but he was a mumcha in real halachos. So he asked me about zecher and zecher. He was a champion of only saying zecher, not zecher, but also. The standard practice was to only say zecher. Everyone from the 17th century only said zecher. What happened was that Reb Shapsi Sofer put out a siddur, 18th century siddur, and Reb Shapsi Sofer found the Radak in the Sefer HaSharashim, where the Radak writes that there is only one time that the Nikud is Zecher, implying everywhere else the Nikud is Zecher. The Radak writes, Lezecher Kodsho in Tehillim Perek Lamed. That is the one that is Bechamesh Nekudos, the less the Kavosei. There's no other source like that. That's the Radak in Sefer HaSharashim. And this became a popular thing that floated around in the 18th century. And many of the 18th century Sidurim had Zecher everywhere. In Ashrei, Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabihu, not Zecher. In the Bracha Me'en Sheva, Friday night, Zecher Maasei Bereishis. Zecher, Zecher, Zecher. Because there's only one that is B'chamesh Nekudot, and that is that one in Tehillim Perek Lamed. This is based on a Radak in Sefer HaSharashim. However, that is based on the wrong manuscript in the Radak in Sefer HaSharashim. There is a new Ksav Yad, a correct Ksav Yad in the Radak in Sefer HaSharashim, where he quotes this idea. But then he says, the majority opinion is that it is always Zecher. Always Zecher. Always with Chamesh Nekudot. However, the Zecher camp carried some weight. You see, Elijah Kramer of Vilna, that's the Vilna Gaon, he died in the year 1797. Talmidim of the Gra, in the year 1816, put out a sefer called the Maaser Rav. And the Talmidim of the Gra write in the sefer Maaser Rav that the Gra himself would get the Aliyah for Pashas Zachar and for all Dala Parashis. The Gra, this is Ois Kuflam and Gimel Kuflam and Dalet in the Maaser Rav. The Gra himself would get the Aliyah, and the Gra himself would lane. And they said that when the Gra lane Pashas Zachar, he would do Zecher with six Nekudot. That's what it says in the Maaser Rav. Now, Maaser Rav came out in 1816. It was really published 1818. And it's published with the Haskama of the Goyen's main Talmud, who was Reb Chaim Volozhiner. No? Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the founder of the Volozhin Yeshiva. The Volozhin Yeshiva existed 1808 until 1888, and then it had like another couple of years after the closing, whatever it was. The Volozhin, of course, is the father of Yeshua Sabin Yitzchak Elchanan, Kayaduma. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the main Talmud Gra, says this that you say that the Gra leaned Zecher. I did not hear that from him. I heard him lean Zecher, not Zecher. Maybe the people who wrote the Maaser Rav made a mistake. Or maybe the Gra, later in life, after I was hanging out with him already, changed his opinion. Now, it's entirely possible that Gra changed his opinion, because there are many Chumashim that were coming out around that time that all had Zecher, Zecher, Zecher. Many Sidurim had Zecher, 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 based on this mistaken version of the Radak, that version that Shlomo Dubna made popular, that version that Reb Wolf Eigenheim had, etc. So that could be what happened. That could be what happened. But Lamaisa, we don't know exactly what the Gra did. The Chaim Vavoshner said, the Gra said, Zecher. Maybe he changed later on. I don't know. Among Chassidei Chabad, they write that the correct text is Zecher in Parshas Beshalach, Zecher in Parshas Kisetze, but Rabbi Avram Chaim Noah writes in the Ketzos HaShulchan that the meaning of many Chassidei Chabad was to do it twice. That's the second source of doing it twice, the Mishneh Berurah, the Ketzos HaShulchan. The Pashtus is that this is a very recent practice. More recent even than that is the practice of having a Sparadi get up and lean Zachoet, right, to be Yotze Havar Ashkenazis and Havar Sardi. When I was in KBY, I think they leaned Zachar like 7 different times. It becomes a joke. It's mamash. The Pashtus is, we hold that all the Havarot are correct. Your Yotze, right, in Ashkenazis or in Sardet. Even Satmar Havara. But you'll say, Zuchai Reis Ashur Asuluchu Amur Ay Gan Ha'u Seis Femi Mitzrayim Asher Kulcha B'Dayerech. You answer with that? I don't know. It's hard to say that you're not going to say. It's something that they've been doing for a very long time. It's a deraisa, should be machmir, but like you can make yourself crazy. It's like the Vilna Gaon said, if you want to be machmir for the tefillin rabbi in the time, you're going to go crazy. You'll need 64 pairs of tefillin every day. No? To do zecher, zecher, Pashto says it's not necessary. Pashto says the reading is zecher. The practice, however, developed that we do zecher and zecher, it's not at all pashut. It's entirely possible that zecher is a complete mistake, but it's a very old mistake. Rabbi Meshulam Roth. Meshulam Roth is a famous Hungarian posek who did tshuva and became a Zionist. And he wrote the famous tshuva about St. Paul and Hamatz Malut. Now, that's Rabbi Meshulam Roth. So in the tshuva's Kol Mevaser, in the back of it, he has a section called Besurot Eliyahu, where he has comments about the Gra. And one of his comments about the Gra is that they say that the Gra said Zecher, but Chaim Volozhiner said he said Zecher. He said he thinks it's obvious that Zecher is wrong, because the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra that Yoav made a mistake, no? Yoav ben Zeruiah, David HaMelech's general, only killed Amaleki males, no? And he killed only Amaleki males because his Rebbe wasn't careful. And his Rebbe taught him wrong. So therefore, he only killed the males. Now the Pashtus in the Gemara is that his Rebbe taught him Timcha es Zachar Amalek. Says Reb Meshulam Roth, that's highly unreasonable. Because, it's just unreasonable. Elamai, says Reb Meshulam Roth, the Rebbe taught him Timcha es Zecher Amalek with Sheish Nekudot. The word Zecher could be two things. Zecher could mean the remembrance of, or it could mean also the males of. We have a smichut form in Hebrew of ke'eshen hakivshan. Eshen is ashan shel, right? Oshon shel, right? So it could be that if you read zecher, it's a mistaken reading that would lead to the mistaken halachic mahalach of only destroying Amaleki males, because they thought that zecher meant males of. So Meshulam Roth says, oh, you see from here that the correct meaning is only zecher, not zecher. But l'cha'era, you could bring that exact raya punkt vakert, no? Maybe the correct reading really is zecher, and it's not that his Rebbe taught him wrong nikud, but his Rebbe taught him wrong pshat. Maybe the word is zecher amalek, but the Rebbe said, oh, zecher means smichut form of zachar. Right? It's really, it's interesting to use that Gemara as a proof, but it seems to me that that Gemara is not a proof, or it's not an absolute proof in either direction. If you want to have a little bit more to say about Pashas Zachar, Pashas Zecher, Pashas Zecher, we'll call it Pashas Zachar. There is a little more to say, but let's break here nonetheless. Tomorrow I'd like to do Tainus Esther, and then we'll move on to other topics. Okay, have a good day, Chevron.